BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, Sam Bailey, the one with the huge voice of X Factor, is very good at innuendo bingo. She's a brilliant sprayer. It's like she's a natural. That's on. Also, we add someone else to our team of reporters for tomorrow's transfer deadline day. Remember, get your relationship status sorted before tomorrow's show. And Greg James steps in for Sick Charlie Slough on Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris is sporting some quite hideous fashion today. It's a Christmas jumper. They're never really fashionable. However, I bought a really good Christmas pudding one the other day for cheap.
Do you know what? I'm not even doing it for the Christmas thing. I saw pictures from the... Was it the British film? Not the British Fashion Festival last night.
Yeah, Harry Styles one. Styles one.
And what I've learned with fashion, I think, is that the people who are fashionable just confidently wear anything, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, it's a lot about confidence, I think. I mean, Harry Styles looks confident in whatever he wears. He can be wearing a coat like this,
yeah,
but he will be able to pull it off much better than me.
Well, do you remember ages ago I kind of wanted to become a fashionista?
Yeah, that didn't really go off.
It didn't, but I'm thinking about it again.
What,
now,
in the oversized Christmas jumper with Happy Hangover on the front?
My point being, if other people were wearing it, this would be a thing. You wouldn't be saying that. I'd probably get an award for it.
You'll probably get abuse for it if we've tweeted that picture.
But anyway, look, I'm doing it today. And also, you're back on the Christmas music now, full on.
Yeah, it's on. We've got another one today, but it's a bit early to break that one out. And that's just a Christmas day, possibly even a Boxing Day, no more.
Really?
Yeah. Wear it for the Christmas show. We're on Christmas Day. Are you coming in on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be here. I'm here.
It's going to be weird spending Christmas with you.
I know. It's not all day, don't worry.
No?
No, it's just, no. You're not coming around afterwards. It's like 10 o'clock, we're off.
So where do I go?
Oh, you go wherever you want. Go and see your family.
But no, I'm going to
be abandoned. No, it's not the whole day. It's just for the radio.
But nothing runs on Christmas Day. I assume that I'll be coming back with you.
No, I'll give you a lift if you want.
Is that honestly not happening?
No. Did you really think you were spending Christmas Day at my house?
Yes.
You actually did? Did you really?
Yes. You asked me if I was free on Christmas Day to do the Christmas... I was like, yeah, of course I will. It sounds great.
Doing breakfast show. 10 o'clock. Off. Go and see your family.
I won't be able to get near my family, will I? Because nothing runs on Christmas Day.
Okay, we need to discuss this off the air, don't we?
I assume there'd be a place welcome for me at the Mills table.
This is awkward, isn't it? Because I've kind of filled all the spaces now.
You can't just leave me out in the cold.
The thing is...
This is going to be a rubbish Christmas Day.
I've now
realised
you're actually serious.
Yeah, but this is going to be rubbish, isn't it? This is just going to be an awful...
I'm sure we can sort something out. What I'll do is I'll get... You know on Christmas Day where you get the extra chairs out? So, like, you do end up having a garden chair in your lounge? That's what I'll do for you.
Maybe I don't do the Christmas show with you then.
No, let's talk about it off air. Hi, listeners. Welcome to a really awkward start to the show on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
All right, let's see. Chris, if you need to come to somewhere at Christmas Day... I'm not going to be the friend that's going to slam the door in your face, being the season of goodwill. I'm getting so much stress
on
Twitter.
No, I know you wouldn't, but equally you're not the friend that has kind of, you know, invited me in.
I just didn't think about it. I automatically thought you'd be going to see your family.
We'd have a lovely time.
I don't mind you coming around. It's going to be my mum's going to be there.
We can do the jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the thing. It's, yeah. Well,
I mean... Rob says that's what the season of goodwill is all about, eh? Slamming your door in your mate's face.
I don't think I'd be the worst company in the world.
No, I'm not saying you would. I just didn't think that you were that you would be available.
Right.
And it seems that, I mean, here's the thing: don't beg it.
No.
You know what I mean? Then you're on the on the verge of begging
Fine,
it now.
I've said my piece.
Yeah,
we'll leave
all right.
It now. We'll
okay.
See what happens.
I'll make some arrangements. No more said. That was Nine Toes and Finder, and this is Scott on BBC Radio 1. Today we have got Sam Bailey off X Factor. Love her. Playing innuendo bingo. She just tweeted to say she's on her way. Stuck in traffic at the moment. Probably at that X Factor house, which must be minging by now.
This isn't going to be an excuse, is it? I mean, this isn't going to be stuck in traffic. Oh, can't make it.
No. We're hoping for 1:45. Might be a little bit later, but you know.
I'm happy to wait for her.
I am.
She's a legend.
Oh, you like her?
I really like her.
Yeah. She's really nice as well. I met her on Extra Factor. She's really cool.
Yeah.
So that's at 1:45 today. Bearing in mind, semi-finals are coming up, so you might want to
refrain a little bit from spitting anywhere near her face.
I'm happy to just completely take it if you'd rather that.
From her.
Or if she'd... Absolutely, because
she's
I
well
do
looking
want
forward
her
to
it.
Win. Really looking forward to it.
She has tweeted you, though, saying she's on the way, so...
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's cool. Fine. So, 1:45, Sam Bailey off X Factor on Innuendo Bingo. After two, we'll talk about our transfer deadline day for relationships tomorrow, and I will reveal the latest member of our team. We've already told you that we've secured Jeff Brazier as our man on the streets, finding out who's been dumping who. We have another big name to announce after 2 o'clock this afternoon to join the team for tomorrow. This is going well big. Mm. I mean, people have been asking for Rav Wilding up the Shard. People have been asking for Michelle Keegan.
I really am impressed about how much, because, you know, it's something we said, and I said, yeah, come on, let's do this properly if we're going to do it, and you didn't seem sure. Now you seem like you're really going for it.
I'm fully into it now.
It seems like this is, you know, and I know this sounds vague, but this is a thing.
Yeah.
This is a...
I even watched some transfer deadline days from the past on YouTube last night to get my head around it.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah, so I know all about it now. So another big name to announce after two to help us tomorrow. After three, it's normally, ow, Charlie Slough on Real or No Real. But he is sick, fam, today. He's actually sick.
He sent you text, didn't he?
Right, he's actually handed in a sick note. Ooh. Off of school. Listen to this. Morning. This is not from him. This is from his producer.
I was going to say, he would never say that to
Morning,
start a text.
Charlie's poorly today, so he won't be able to come in and do Real or No Real. He's literally coming in at 4 and leaving at 7 so he can get back to bed. All right, so he can't come in half an hour early. He's still doing his show. On One Extra. Sorry, he'll be back next Tuesday. Kiss, kiss. All right, so he's not on today. So it might just be you and me, fam.
That's fine by me, cuz.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I bought you a Christmas present yesterday.
No way.
Whether you actually get it or not.
Don't believe you.
Why not? I'm looking you in the eye. I just saw it in the shop. I was like, that is what it is. You know, when you see something, you're like, definitely need to get for that person.
Do you know what? I was in Amsterdam the other week.
Yeah.
I saw something in a shop and I thought, brilliant.
Okay,
perfect.
Good. In Amsterdam?
Yeah, but that... Yeah.
I know the area you were staying in as well.
Anyway, didn't get it. So I'm now looking at maybe getting it online. I thought it might... Well, no. I thought I wasn't sure if it was a good idea at the time.
Okay, so something...
I now think it's brilliant.
But you didn't get it.
And I can't find it over here. That's what's weird.
So something that you would have bought in a shop, but you don't feel comfortable ordering online?
No, I'd feel more comfortable ordering it online. I don't want to give you any clues, because then you start guessing and...
I might still get it.
Yeah, well, I don't think you'll think of this, but I don't know how your mind works. It's, look, anyway, I might get it for you. I know this is very vague.
And if I remember to bring it in, you'll get it before Christmas, all right?
Yeah, but you won't remember to bring it in. Okay, clues?
Look, we're together on Christmas Day. Not for all of it, as we've discussed earlier, but for Christmas Day morning at least, so we can open them on air.
Two questions. Can I eat it?
No.
Can I wear it?
No. That's it. Sorry, no more clues. Coming up, Innuendo Bingo with Sam Bailey. She's on her way. I think she's coming from the X Factor house. God, imagine living in there for like 8 weeks or whatever it is now. Oof.
Do you reckon things are starting to, you know, like the rubbish?
Well, I tell you, the year I went round there to do a DJ set, don't know why that happened, Little Mix were in there, and Frankie Kokoza, and his room stank. He was with all the boys. You know when boys like live together after a few weeks?
I mean, you're not insinuating here that Sam Bailey stinks.
No, not at all. She seemed very clean. In fact, she smelt of fresh laundry when I smelt her on the X Factor. I always give people a sniff just to see. So she's coming in any second now to play Innuendo Bingo. We may have to wait a few minutes while her car arrives. She's a little bit late in traffic and all that, but it'll be worth it. Let's get her wet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, do you know what I've really been trying to get hold of? Because it's Christmas. Those Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball baubles that I talked about yesterday. Can I get one on the internet? No.
It's really annoying that no one's actually thought of this as a proper...
No, they have. I saw a picture of one the other day at the weekend. I don't know what site it was on. I think someone had just linked to it on Twitter. Can't find them now.
But all you can do is make your own.
That's going to be my theme this year. Previously, I've had Jeremy Kyle and Susan Boyle on my tree. Like, it makes sense to have Miley on this year, doesn't it? My tree's up now. I'm just ready for the Wrecking Ball baubles. If anyone knows where I can get them, let me know, please.
But then I guess what you're going to... Okay. maybe you've just got to have like a bauble and a bit of string and then a picture and just, do you know what I mean? Quite make it yourself.
No, but the ones I saw were really good, but now I can't find them again. First world props.
I've got a question for you about Sam Bailey. Yes. And what we're meant to do in terms of supporting her, you know, on the X Factor. Because previously when we've supported people, it's felt that we've then been the cause of them getting knocked out.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
I really do want her to win, Scott.
I saw Rachel Riley off Countdown last night. Now, she is, she was at this Strictly thing that I went to last night, Christmas Day recording of Strictly. She's not in it. She was just there watching. Her mum comes up to me and goes, oh, so you're the curse. Rachel Riley's mum, having a proper go at me, she thinks that's why her daughter left Strictly, because we supported her. Same with Vanessa. She was there as well, giving me beef about it. Mm. Same as Meaden. I think the curse has been broken now, hasn't it? I think we're good.
Yeah, but I don't want us to say that we'd, say, be supporting her and then her to go away thinking that that was us cursing it. A bit, remember when Rough Copy came in?
Mm. I mean, she's not going to be in the bottom two, is she?
I don't think so.
Come on.
But I'll get very, very nervous if she suddenly did after this.
Yeah, me too.
I just don't want that.
No. She's really nice. You'll like her. Apparently, she's pulling up in the car at the moment. Pull up!
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm getting sent links to make my own Miley Cyrus wrecking ball baubles. Can't bother with that.
It's not really you, that, is it?
Kind of made, really. What do you think this is, Blue Peter? That is You Me at Six with Lived a Lie. And they are going to be playing Innuendo Bingo on Thursday.
What's going on lately? The bookings for Innuendo Bingo are going amazing.
We've got a very thorough producer.
It's, wow.
Yeah, she's got all the admins. She's on to all of the stars all the time. So You Me at Six.
But if this is the amount of people that are saying yes to being, you know, involved in this game.
Sky's the limit, Chris. Sky is the limit.
Does anyone say no? Does that happen? Do people say no? No,
they do. We've had a couple of people saying no. No names.
Nothing to be ashamed of. I'm just amazed that...
Well, they're idiots if they say no, because it's very popular.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm just like a little bit of anger.
You are. You've been a bit mardy.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm actually in quite a good mood.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Yeah. Mm. So, You Meet at Six on Thursday, and in a minute, Sam Bailey, off of X Factor, is going to play Innuendo Bingo. If you've just tuned in and you're waiting for it, sorry, it's a bit late today, but Sam had to get from one side of London to the other. But she's pulling up now. She'll be on in a sec, all right?
It's better to wait for her, I think.
I think it's going to be good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so Sam Bailey should be here any second now. She's just in the loo. So I think, can you get Radio 1 piped into the loo?
I don't know, but the problem...
Sam, if you're on the toilet at the moment, no pressure, but we need you here now.
Okay, but without going too graphic, you know, we hear that, you know, she can't come straight in because she needs to go to the toilet. Now I need to go to the toilet, and it's well awkward, because this kind of game is not good for that kind of thing.
Do you need one or two?
No. I mean, you know, keep it.
Here she is!
Here she is!
Yes, yeah, Sam, how are you?
I'm all right, yeah.
Good to see you.
Yay!
You're on the show! Yay!
I've just been listening to you in the car.
Have you?
Yeah, I spray perfume because I wanted to smell nice.
Right.
You don't really need that for the radio, though, Sam. It's fine.
Did you come from the X Factor house?
Yes.
How is it now? Is it pretty minging?
It's quite quiet in there this morning. There's only like six of us.
Oh, that's quite weird now, isn't it, when people move out? How long is it between getting booted off and then moving out? Do they, like, literally that night, they're like, get out, or do you stay another night?
Tamira did a lot of stuff on the TV and Daybreak and interviews and stuff, and then... she came back to the house and she left about 6 o'clock on Monday night, so...
Oh, just got a waft of you. You do smell nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's really good. Are you sad about Tamira going?
Do you know what? It's sad when everybody goes, you know, like Monday, but Tamira's been so graceful this week and she's going on to do some amazing things, as you all know, so it's going to be good.
Now, we are going to play Innuendo Bingo in a minute. It's a bit late, but loads of people are watching. I know that you have... this is a personal dream for you.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Do you know...
That's mad, isn't it?
When I went on Extra Factor, you were so lovely. You were like, oh, I've just met Scott Mills. And I was like, what? But
people.
I guess you've been listening for ages.
Well, I used to listen to the... Do you know what? The one thing I've got to say, it's one of the most funniest things you've ever done, is the hula chair.
it's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. You really are like a proper old school listener.
Yes.
So that was when we we tried out this thing called, it was called the hula chair or the Hawaii chair.
Hawaiian chair, wasn't it?
And it's literally this thing that's supposed to make you lose weight while you move around in a Hawaiian motion.
Kind of malfunctioned, didn't it?
Yeah, it went really wrong. Yeah, yeah. We got it from America and I think it had the wrong plug on it. So it just went, it's still on YouTube. You can find it. Just put Hawaii chair or hula chair and you'll find it. It's
I did,
mental.
I retweeted it about two, just a couple of days after I met you. I retweeted
it. Did you?
Yeah. I retweeted it.
That's so weird.
That's so brilliant. Good. So Saturday night, obviously, went well. Sunday night, very good. How many performances have you got to do? Is it two each week now?
Yeah, so I've got two to do on Saturday. So it's Elton versus Beyonce. So it's
I heard Dermot say that. I was like, that's a weird theme. Elton versus what? Beyonce? What?
Yeah. So I take it it's one Elton song and one...
Yeah.
But this is this not like, you're made for that, aren't you? I mean, you just take two massive songs and...
Bet she's doing Listen.
There's certain
it's been done. It's been done to death, isn't it? So
not that one then.
No.
Oh. Don't.
You're not going to get it out of me.
Do you want some advice? Don't sing.
Not Hey, I'd be Halo.
What's that, Elton? There's certain Elton ones you should avoid.
Like what? Crocodile Rock?
Yes. Don't do that one.
Safe to say that I'm not doing. All right.
You know, on the Sundays when you have to do the group performance at the start.
Yeah.
Are they as awkward as they look?
To be fair, it depends on whether you love the song and like, and you can sort of connect with the song. With me personally, but this week, this particular song, it was a good song for all of us to sing. But you've got to think about so much, like walking around. You've got to move over there. You've got to stand there. You've got to all be at the front and all that. So there's so much to think about.
So you've got to do that, and also your two songs. And there's probably quite a lot of movement now. There's a lot of production.
Yeah.
There's a lot to remember, isn't there?
Yeah, I was really nervous last week.
Yeah. Is the pressure getting to you?
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, it's not getting to me in a bad way. It's just that the closer you get to the final, the more you want it. So.
Okay, here's the thing, right? Okay. What if you actually win?
I think I'd pee my pants.
What, on live TV?
Probably.
Oh, that'd be a ratings winner.
It'd be great.
Or not, maybe not even a ratings winner, afterwards on YouTube.
I'd get really excited, yeah.
Reality TV history, that is. She actually weed herself as the ticker tape fell. Yeah. And she's doing the winner's song, a big massive puddle.
But then it'd be in the video as well, wouldn't it?
Yes.
That's what happens. Yeah. It's the
I'd
moment.
Be a YouTube
there.
Hit.
You would?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Do you know what the winner's song is yet?
Yes.
Is it the same song for everyone?
No.
So,
because
sometimes what they do each year is like each person has a song that's kind of they think is suited to them. So if you win, they've chosen your one.
Yeah.
And you know what it is.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to say it.
I'm not
telling
you,
right? Is it
a teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini?
Is it fast?
I'm not telling you. I like your jumper, by the way.
Is it?
Change the subject.
Is it good?
Is it? Well, it should be, yeah.
Good. Well, that was conclusive. Yes, it'll be good. Okay, Sam, are you ready to play Inuna Bingo?
I'm very much ready.
So what, are you just wearing that?
Yeah, I've got a change of clothes. I'm sorted. The Scott
Mills Daily. But okay, let's put the cameras on now.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Very excited to have Sam Bailey off X Factor on today. Chris is a bit worried about spitting over you, he was telling me earlier, because he really does want you to win.
Yeah. And I'm worried that this might... Well, no, it won't. I'm sure it won't do any damage, but I don't want to do anything to the vocal cords.
You're not on voice rest, are you?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
I love how matter-of-fact she is about it.
Fine. No.
Can I just quickly say, before we start, good luck to Leicester City, because they're playing against Sheffield today. They're on the bus on the way.
Big Leicester City
Come on,
fan.
The boys.
Come on, boys.
You're a massive fan of theirs, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loves the Leicester
City. Who do you support?
I support Watford.
Rest my case.
Okay, good. This is no time for football,
right,
tittle tattle. It's time for
fighting talk
on Innuendo Bingo. Nathaniel is watching and is very excited to see Sam. Matthew Simpson is running back to work so he doesn't miss bingo. First time watching, decorating at work, says tough. And also Nathan says, really like Sam on X Factor, can't wait to see them get wet on bingo. Chris is wearing a highly offensive Christmas jumper. And Sam is bang up for this, I can tell. So are we ready?
Right.
Let's not go easy on the waters here. Sam can't believe she's doing this. She's
this
like,
is so cool. I feel like someone needs to pinch me.
Okay, cool. Let's
fill
do it.
Fill your cheeks, Sam.
Fill your cheeks. Oh, here we go. We're on. Tuesday's a new bingo with, starting off, Adele Roberts on BBC Radio 1 Extra. And Adele's producer, Jade, does get really excited when good requests come in.
So we're getting your suggestions right now for the 3 at 3. Now, producer Jade has racked up three ready to go, but she said, you know what, Adele, if somebody comes in with a better request, I'm going to knock one out.
Never heard that done after a request before.
I'm going to knock one out.
Well, that's on my extra. Good start. OK, we're off and ready to go.
OK.
Paula and Lester's been on, just loving it. Let us know if it's your first time watching today. Mm-hmm. Get on your phone and watch it. Or your computer or laptop, however you want. Thank you to Gary in London for the Adele one. OK, you ready? More water, please. And over to a bit of cooking now with Gokwan.
You haven't got it all the way down your top, all over your face and in your hair. You've not really enjoyed it properly.
Ah, it went in the face. Went in Sam's face there. It's cold, isn't it? It's cold.
I think I won that one, though, because you went before I did.
Yeah, get him back. And next, we're going over to Gemma Kearney on Radio 1. And apparently, people get up to all sorts while listening to Gemma of a weekend.
I like to think that my show is like reading one of the weekend supplements, having a good old flick.
Wow. This is strong in the water today. There's no holding back.
Having a good old flick.
Dozens of you emailed that one in, thank you.
Scott, there's another level of projection from Sam.
I tell you what, it's Sam's first time, but she's really good at it. Because some people don't know how to do it, but you know.
I'm gonna
make your match.
Concentrate now.
Okay. Back to last week on Talk Sport now. And they were commenting live from the Manchester City ground. But at least I think that's where they were.
We've got two sides of the ground, on each side of the pitch, which have got three tiers, and both ends have got tiers.
Yeah, we're in the bell end at the moment.
We are. The Colin Bell stand, yeah.
Chris has heard that before, so as soon as he realised which one it was, it started to wee out of his mouth.
Say what I think
you said.
Yeah, we're in the bell end at the moment.
We are. The Colin Bell stand, yeah.
The Colin Bell stand, of course, there at Manchester City. still a good one, isn't it? You're right, Sam. Looking your best.
Talking about Alice Cooper now.
No, it's not quite. It's not quite the X Factor publicity shop, but it's all fine.
You look very different Saturday night. It's all fine, though.
Stuart and Milton Keynes is watching. No one looks glam doing this. Claire's watching. Matt and Lincoln watching for the first time. Loves it. Mm-hmm. Tell Sam to put more water in her mouth. Doesn't need to. Okay. One of our recent favourites now from former MP Michael Portillo on Great Railway Journeys. And I'm not really sure. Is Michael using weird kind of private school slang here?
For those travellers in 1913 clutching their Bradshaws in one hand and their John Ruskin in the other...
Is that one?
Oh, that's amazing.
Michael Pizzillo there.
Clutching their Bradshaws in one hand and their John Ruskin in the other.
That's so good.
That's a good one, isn't it? Thanks, Portillo, for that.
He's always on. Oi, 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 Sam.
She's spitting without the clips being played.
Yeah. She's a giggler.
Yeah. Okay, water, please.
Mm-hmm.
You're dripping, Sam. It's all fine. Here we go. Ready? Mm-hmm. Next, we're going to a show called Rick Stein Tastes the Blue. Is that
really?
One? Anyway, Rick Stein Tastes the Blue. It was on at the weekend. Water, please. And Rick is having a brand new experience here with a man called Ryan.
Wiggle it out.
Okay.
Head.
Yeah.
You can either throw it away or you can suck the head.
No, I'd like to suck the head.
Suck the head? Yeah. It's all right.
Oh, that's really good, Ryan. Oh, God.
It's from Rick trying crayfish there, of course, for the first time. You have to do that.
No, I'd like to suck the head.
Suck the head?
Yeah. Dawn in Bournemouth spotted that one. Some good clips today. Thanks for all these guys. Send them in and get your points. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Okay, back to just last night now, over on Channel 5. Ready? Water? Rachel Riley seems to have invited Ainsley Harriott onto the Gadget Show. Things always get out of hand when Ainsley's around.
It looks lovely and moist.
Carved beautifully too, I have to say.
Oh, that's some good meat, Ainsley.
Oops, a little dribble from both. From both there. You enjoying yourself, Sam?
I could play this all day.
It's good, isn't it?
Oh, that's some good meat, Ainsley.
It's good. good stress relief, yeah. I think. Got loads of emails about that one as well. If you see anything on TV, tell me what it was and what time. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We can't make this show without you, without bingo. Okay, a classic from The Chase now. And this contestant shares far too much with Bradley Walsh.
How did you get on?
We had a big win.
Good.
Yes, I can hardly walk today.
Oh. Chris.
Your aim is on point.
Yeah.
On point.
Twice a week, Sam.
Twice a week.
From Hollywood greats to...
Not so.
Not so much, but...
We should play... Oh, my God. Have you played this game with Bradley Cooper?
Not yet.
Played it with Gerard Butler.
Mm.
That was good.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, another one of our favourites from last week now, if you could refill your waters. Mm-hmm. Gardener's Question Time over on Radio 4. And an unexpected question here from one of the panellists.
The whole point is that there's no reason to feel guilty, you just didn't know. And most people... Can I have a quick show of hands? Who uses a hoe in the room? Hands up, please. Hands up, everyone.
I knew she was
going to
go.
That was like slow motion one. Chris watching in Exeter is loving it. Kim from Leamington Spa watching for the first time on her phone. Dave in Olney, Andrew in Glasgow, Emily in Northampton just had to pull over in Northampton because of that one about which end they were in.
Oh no, she's got one.
Sorry. Okay, more. Here we go. Sunday night on BBC Two now. Oh, it's Michael Portillo again. Michael's still using that weird slang.
That was very good. That was very, very good. The only thing is, I very nearly dropped my Bradshaws.
What was he on about?
Oh, it's good.
The only thing is, I very nearly dropped my Bradshaws.
It must be a private school thing. I'm really enjoying this today.
I'm wet in areas I shouldn't be wet.
Oh, I know, that always happens. Yeah. Did you bring spare pants?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well prepared. Anna in Brighton is loving it. Rosie as well. And Chris, thank you for watching. Okay, more water, please. Nice big gulp for this one as we go over to Simon Mayo on BBC Radio 2 last night. Mm-hmm. And Simon reads an email from a listener as part of his long-standing feature called Confessions. And what a confession this is.
Bought a couple of bottles of bottle-conditioned stout from the market for myself and went to a cheese stall to get something for my wife. Now, she's partial to a bit of blue vein.
That's my new favourite.
Yes, that's my favourite.
That's my new fave.
Now, she's partial to a bit of blue vein.
The cheese there. From Western Supermare.
Oh, so
that
good.
One's got sent in. Now we're going over to I'm a Celebrity. Goes on this, doesn't it? But it's good. Mm-hmm. And here, Ant is suggesting an interesting way to end a bush tucker trial.
Let's get the snake out and the trousers off.
Oh, it's been a busy week, yeah. Isn't it?
3, 2, 1. Well done. That's it. There's the klaxon. Let's get the snake out and the trousers off.
There we are. Ollie, Richard and Lorraine all spotted that one. And finally, to one of our favourite Strictly contestants, it's Susanna Reid. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And here she is, introducing a fairly explicit-sounding report over on BBC Breakfast.
Ben Southall beat off more than 30,000 applicants.
That one all right?
Mm-hmm.
OK, can I play one of my favourites, then? Uh-huh. That didn't go that well.
Uh-huh.
OK? Here we go. And it's the Old Faithful... Vanessa Feltz over on BBC Radio 2.
It's 5:53 and today we're focusing on the front garden. Does your front garden need a facelift? First of all, enhance your entrance, the focal point of all front gardens. Make your entrance as welcoming as possible. It should whisper seductive come-hithers to visitors.
Thank you, Vanessa. Never lets you down, that one. Sam, that was incredible.
I think Blue Vane was my favourite.
It's good. Yeah. That was a good one. Thank you very much for doing Inuit Bingo. The best of luck for the weekend. Not that you really need it, because you're amazing.
Thank you. Come on, the Leicester boys.
Yes. Come on, Leicester.
Hey, come on. Well played. Yes.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. That was Tuesday's Inuit Bingo with Sam Bailey. Nice work, Sam.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. Tomorrow is Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. We are going big on this year. So tomorrow, from 1 o'clock, we will be live on air. And then anyone in a relationship, after the deadline, which is 3 p.m. tomorrow, has to remain with their partner until 3 p.m. on Monday the 6th of January. We'll be bringing you all the deadline day gossip as it happens. It's going to be live, it's going to be interactive, and it's going to be on this show tomorrow. We've got reporters everywhere. We've secured Jeff Brazier as our man on the streets. Another member of the team, secured, will announce very soon. This is going to be great.
This is good, and I like that you're even using things like this noise in the background that I'm hearing right now. Just seems like you're taking this seriously.
News.
You're doing a professional job on it. Are you excited now?
Yeah, really excited.
So, I mean, the whole point is it's cruel to dump people over the Christmas period. You've said this before. I mean, you've been talking about this deadline for a while, haven't you?
We have, and we've done it in previous years, but we've never really put dates on it, and this is a firm date so that everybody is clear. There are some terms and conditions. Zane Lowe.
No one should be dumped on account of the Scott Mills Show. Scott Mills and Chris Dark are the last people in the world who should be giving relationship advice. Dumping should only be brought forward to 4th of December if they're already planned for the Christmas period. Your happiness and your partner's happiness may be at stake if you attempt to dump during December.
It's that time of year again. Christmas is nearly here, but there's nothing more cruel than dumping someone during the festive season. So for that reason, I have announced the 2013 Relationship Transfer Deadline. It's 3 o'clock tomorrow. If you're in a relationship after that deadline, you've got to remain with your current partner until 3 o'clock on Monday the 6th of January. No dumping over Christmas. If you're thinking about dumping somebody tomorrow, don't let us influence this. This is nothing to do with us. We are just the reporters. Let me know on 81199 or tweet at BBCR1.
Yes.
Yes.
No, but I think news. This is how it's going to be. You're going to be like the anchor man, and I guess I'll just chip in every now and then.
Yep.
But
if you're talking about it on Twitter, use the hashtag R1 Transfer Deadline Day. It's got its own hashtag. That means it's big.
Amazing.
And we have someone else to announce. He's going to be on the lineup along with myself, Chris, and Jeff Brazier, reporting live and interactive tomorrow, coming next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Caroline's been on. Just realised I've been an early victim of Transfer Deadline Day. At least my Christmas hasn't been ruined. Love you, bye, Caroline. You see, that's a good thing. We've helped. Gets it out of the way before Christmas. Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's only Ben from Bournemouth.
Oh, it's How only Ben from Bournemouth. How are you?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Yourself?
We're speaking like we've known each other for years, and I don't think we've ever met.
No, we haven't ever met.
Or have we? Oh, God.
Enough.
We haven't, no?
No, we haven't, no.
Are you sure?
No, yeah.
Oh, right, good.
No, it sounded like one of those Saturday evening kind of game shows.
Yeah. Are you profusely waving at the same time, Ben?
Well, no.
Like on Take Me Out?
I wish, but no.
How can I help?
Well, you know this relationship deadline thing that you've yes. got going on at the moment? Well, I wish it existed just last year. Because, last year, my wonderful ex-girlfriend, without naming any names, decided to break up with me Christmas Day for another bloke.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
How does one go about that on Christmas Day?
Well, I was with my family, and she phoned me up and said, can we meet at your house? So I left all my family at my nan's house, went home, she came in, we sat down, we exchanged presents, and then she proceeded to drop the bombshell.
And then said she's with another bloke?
Yeah.
After the present?
She took the present?
After the present, yeah, because she gave me one as well, but
I'd get that back off her immediately.
Yeah, was a bit shell-shocked, so I didn't know what to say.
But did you take the present?
Yeah, I took her one.
And she took yours?
Mine. Yeah.
That's so and weird.
But extreme. Well, I was a bit shell-shocked, so I pretty much just dealt with it and then threw her out.
So you're saying that you wish this existed last year because you wouldn't have been dumped because of the deadline transfer window?
Exactly, because she's a big Scott Mills fan as well.
Oh, you see, so she would have taken notice.
Exactly, and then she would have waited until after Christmas, and then all would have been fine.
Or before.
Well.
Or before.
Yeah. It's wrong to dump over Christmas, isn't
Especially
it?
Especially on Christmas Day. What a rotter.
Yeah. So it was not nice.
Tell you what, Ben, you're best off without her.
Yeah, she's not worth it, Ben.
There's plenty more fish in the sea, mate.
Exactly.
And all those other crap things that they say.
Yeah, all that rubbish.
And what's your relationship status now, please, Ben, from Bournemouth?
In a relationship.
Yes. Okay, well, here's hoping that it stays put until January the 6th.
Hopefully long after that as well. But
yeah. You don't think she's going to get rid tomorrow, do you?
No.
And you're not going to do the same?
No.
All right, it's all good then. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Good to speak to you, Ben.
Cheers.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Can I just say that this song is actually scheduled to be played next?
Don't you have beef with the person that made this?
Ben. What, George Michael? No.
Oh, no, that was Shaky Stevens.
Yes, absolutely I've got beef with Shaky. Nothing with George. So here's Last Christmas on Radio 1.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Granted, he's not been on Radio 1 for a few years, but George is well happy with the monies he gets from that woman. It gets played on Radio 1 every December. That's Wham and Last Christmas. Can't believe you said I had beef with George Michael, getting completely the wrong Christmas person.
Yeah, I knew it was someone related to Christmas.
Talking about Shaking Stevens. And everyone's like, oh, you need to explain that now. I say this every year. Look at the video for Merry, what's it called? Merry Christmas, everyone. Clearly hates those children, doesn't want to be there.
I don't know what's happened between you two. I don't even know who he is. But there's Shaking
Stevens. He had like a few songs in the 80s, and that was one of them. We will end up playing it again.
But
probably more towards Christmas Day, I reckon.
Generally, you don't really fall out with many people or outwardly say you don't like them.
Just don't think he's very nice.
Merry Christmas, anyway.
Merry Christmas to you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people loving Wham! Last Christmas. Got him in the Christmas spirit. Some people saying, nah, not for them. Bit melty. Chris is one of those. He prefers the Towie version, he just told me.
I did not.
You did just say that.
Mills.
You said that off air. What's wrong with that? If you preferred the Towie version to the original from George Michael?
Oh.
It's up to you, isn't it?
Right.
Coming up, we announce another person on our team.
You know I didn't say that.
You did. For tomorrow and our transfer deadline day, we've got another reporter who's going to be here with us.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so this girl's been on. Hi, Scott. My first proper boyfriend dumped me on Boxing Day when he was supposed to stay at mine. To add salt in the wound, my friend saw him out that night at an event which was pre-booked, ticket only, which meant he had planned he would be free for weeks. And I bought him a £50 Christmas present. That's from Leela. You see, this is the kind of thing that the relationship transfer deadline will avoid. This, we're trying to help you out. I mean, Tom Daly covered himself yesterday by making that video just in time.
Yeah. You want peace of mind over the Christmas time.
You do. Maybe that's why he made the video, you know, just before tomorrow approaches. He's going to be safe now till the 6th of January.
Yeah.
We're not into loans. Stop asking about that. Loans aren't on. We're all about the dumpings here, okay? So only if you're thinking about it. It's not for us to say, but if you've been thinking about getting rid of somebody for a while, you've got to do it by tomorrow at 3 p.m. And then if you don't, you'll remain with that person until 3 p.m. on Monday the 6th of January. It's the relationship transfer deadline day, and it is tomorrow. So myself and Chris will bring you all the deadline day gossip. Jeff Brazier has joined the team. We've decided it's too cruel to dump someone over the Christmas period, so you have to clarify your relationship status by tomorrow. I can now announce another member of our team for the relationship transfer deadline day tomorrow. We're taking this very seriously.
Oh, this is so exciting, Scott.
Got a team of reporters. Jeff Brazier is going to be our man on the streets, looking for people who have been doing the dumpings. And in the studio with us will be the voice of the people. She'll be here going through the text and tweet and updating us as it happens. It's Jess Wright. Hi, Jess.
Hello. Yes, I will be there and I'll be keeping you all up to date. I can't wait.
Thank you so much for doing this relationship transfer deadline day. The idea, of course, is that no one can dump their partner between tomorrow and the 6th of January 2014, because that's just too cruel over the festive season.
I agree. I think that'd be absolutely just criminal. So, yeah, I think it's a great idea.
We've been having some people on that have been dumped on Christmas Day in the past, and Boxing Day, New Year's Day. It's just not on, is it?
No, that's not fair. That is just too cruel. I think that's the sort of thing that'll take a year for someone to get over.
So exactly. So Jess will be here in the studio with us tomorrow with all the live and interactive coverage.
I love how kind of formal you're now making this, Scott. It sounds like you're proper involved.
We're going to wear suits, Jess.
Detective suits. Love it.
Yeah, we're just going to be like, you know, like on Sky Sports where they're like, and now the sports news on transfer deadline day. We're going to suit up for it.
All right, perfect. I'm up for it. I'll have my my best work suit on.
Yeah,
oh,
Jess,
yes.
What you've got to imagine is that it's like a busy newsroom. That's the feel that we want with this. You know, there's going to be news coming in all the time. You know, Jeff Braze is going to be out and about. It's going to be live and it's going to be...
Might even wear my geek glasses.
Yes, I was going to ask. Do you want me to bring in some glasses that aren't actually glasses because they don't do anything but they make you look really good?
Yeah, please.
Or have you got some?
Glasses. See, I have got some. I'll try and bring some. If I can't find them, then I'll wear yours because they do actually quite suit me.
Yeah, brilliant.
I had laser treatment though, so I don't need them anymore.
Okay, but they'll still look really good.
Yeah, cool.
And maybe you could put your hair up and then later it'd be like, just shake it down. Do you know what I mean?
All right, okay, whatever you want. I'll even put my hair up for you, which I don't do often.
It's interesting, Jess, because when we were trying to work out who we should get on this team to report live from this day, you know, it's an exciting day, you were actually at the top of this list.
True.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. It sounds really, really fun.
It's going to be great tomorrow.
I can't wait to hear all the stories. It should be good.
Obviously, from Towie, there's loads of breakups all the time, so you're the perfect person for this, because it literally happens every day.
Literally every single day. And strangely enough, between the same couples, I don't know how that's possible, but it does.
I know.
Breaking up, getting back together, it's a nightmare.
Jess, have you heard any rumours of maybe some Towie people breaking up tomorrow for the deadline day?
No, I haven't, if I'm honest. To be honest, there's not many relationships left.
Well, that's true.
You've got Fern and Charlie. I know that they had a bit of a thing the other night, but I'm sure they'll be okay for Christmas. But you never know with Towie.
No, you
changes
don't.
Every day.
Well, listen, you'll be here providing the live and interactive coverage tomorrow, and we are pleased to have you on board, Jess.
Cannot wait.
Right, we will see you tomorrow.
See you there in my geek glasses.
Amazing. Thank you very much. Suit up as well. Get a power suit on.
I will, don't worry.
Love you, bye. See you tomorrow.
Bye. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills Daily. And we're awaiting the arrival of Greg James. Yes, here he is for Real or No Real today.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello there!
What have you got on today, do you know?
Yes, I do. Big news. Big news, actually. Chris Smith with the news has turned his hand to songwriting.
I've heard about this.
And he's rewritten one of the biggest songs of the year, Blurred Lines, and he's rewritten it Christmassy, Mulled Wines. And it's back. He's got it.
So we're having another rerun, if we're not bored of it already, of Blurred Lines, but Christmassy.
No. Chris Smith with the news knows how to do the song for a family audience. Obviously, he's the newsman.
I was going to say, because some of it's a bit blue.
So Chris Smith knows how elves want it? Is it that kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's Father Chris Smith, and I play the part of Pharrell.
Pharrell!
So you'll hear it. So it's Father Chris Smith and Pharrell, and you will hear the finished version today at 5:00.
Oh, wow.
Chris Smith with the news is never normally allowed to sing.
No, right? It's always best when newsreaders don't sing. No, however, well, this is an exception, it's Christmas.
Are you keeping your clothes on?
Clothes are on, it's for a family.
This thumbs is one, up for me.
When this this song was banned by student unions, it was banned by radio stations. This is one version that everyone can enjoy.
I started to play it in Edinburgh in the summer and was told that I was about to be chucked out if I didn't turn it off immediately.
Wow.
So yeah.
That's what it's but Mulled Wines, fine. Absolutely fine. And Chris has been working very hard this morning. He went down to the recording studio to finalise it. It's got
the recording studio?
I think it's gone to his head.
Wow. So wow, that's amazing. Chris Smith off the news and Greg as for Elf at 5:00 with Mulled Wines.
It's Chris Smith with the tunes.
And now it's time for Real or No Real. Give yourself 10 points if you get any of these right.
Fans of Canada's Calgary Hitmen ice hockey team celebrated a goal in their game against the Medicine Hat Tigers by throwing teddy bears onto the pitch. 26,000 teddies.
What?
This ice hockey, do you say?
Hmm.
Oh.
they do celebrate big in ice hockey, but this is mad because this would involve then, I take it, the whole crowd being in on this joke before. I mean, this isn't a coincidence.
No.
This isn't.
Not 26,000 teddy bears thrown onto the pitch.
No, that's a concerted effort.
Imagine that was a coincidence.
Everyone just happened to have a teddy.
Wow. Oh my God, you brought one too.
If real, it must look incredible.
Yeah.
I want to see the video if it's real. I can't believe I've not seen it on YouTube or something.
That's why it might not be real.
It's the chance you take, you see.
Yeah. Well, I think that's quite a good idea, but I would suggest that's annoying for the person who has to clear it up. Imagine that.
It's true, because they've got to crack on with the game then, haven't they?
Yeah.
Last night, I went to the Strictly Christmas Day special last night.
I heard about this, yeah.
And I do really feel sorry for the people who have to clear up after each act, because there's so much glitter on the floor, and they've got these massive long brushes out. It's the same X Factor when someone, like, I remember Rihanna had a food fight one year in her performance, and then they've got to clear it up in a 4-minute break. It's not fun.
And all the confetti and stuff.
Yeah, there's so much on the floor.
And around Brucey, I take it as well, because he won't move out of the way, will he?
Get off! Well, that's why I have to clear the cakes away, so that Bruce doesn't slip.
Yeah, pushing me!
Yeah.
I love Brucey last night. He did a little song and dance, not for the cameras, just for the audience. It was amazing.
Did no one ask for it, and he just demanded that he was going to do it?
I tell you what, we've got a bit of time, so I'm going to do a song.
Brilliant.
What did he do? He was just hoofing around.
Yeah, he was just doing a bit of tap dancing. What a ledge.
No one hoofs like Brucey.
No, absolutely not. He was brilliant. But then did get a little bit annoyed with everybody.
Did he tell the crowd off for not liking it?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I love it when he gets really angry. I really like it. I'm going to be like that when I'm really old.
You over there, stop laughing my jokes.
But the thing is, it is worth noting that he will outlive all of us.
Yes, he will. He'll still
be. Do you know that?
Yeah,
he will.
So 26,000 teddy bears thrown onto an ice hockey pitch, real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to go real.
That one's real.
Oh. Yes, it is. Wow. We've got a video, which we will post on the radio on Twitter.
Amazing.
They arranged for all 26,000 fans to bring a teddy. No one's really sure why.
Wow.
But it's crazy.
Oh, that is cool.
Isn't it?
It's really
mental.
Good.
So we will get that on the radio on Twitter right now.
But that guy is doing the snow angel to all the teddies.
Yeah, it's worth it's worth watching.
Insane amount of teddies. Very good.
It'll become your new favourite video. Next.
Pass off, Lock Beckett from the score! Mr. Teddy!
This is it.
Pavel Hudakin! And he's doing snow angels in all the bears!
That's the commentary.
Great stuff.
Snow angels!
Here's your next real or no real.
In March last year, MPs in the Australian Parliament were advised not to use the toilets at night after a snake skin was discovered in one of the bathrooms.
It's my worst fear about Australia.
Oh, if that happens once, you are scarred forever.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that, Chris?
Are we sure it was a snake skin?
Yes.
Right, okay.
What? Do you mean it's just an overly sized...
No, I'm just saying. Fine. So the worry is there'll be more snakes about.
Well, yeah.
That's what I worry about. I went to Australia once and I was checking absolutely everything for spiders, snakes. I mean, if I lived there, I'd be absolute mess. I'd be paranoid.
Well, no, you've said the opposite. You said he loved it. No, where was it that you had... it's the spiders in your place. And you said it was like... It reminded you of living in Australia and you found that exciting.
Yeah, because I know they're not going to kill me, unlike the ones in Australia. Because they will. You've got to check around the toilet and everything. Checking your shoes every day. It's hassle, man.
Do you check a toilet before you?
I've had animals. I did in Australia.
This morning when I left my place, I actually did check my shoes for mice.
Oh yeah, how's that going with the mice in your flat?
Well, the pest guy is coming around tonight.
Oh really? A lot of it was me and my dad who just turned up as the pest control man. We're here to sort your mice.
How many mice have you seen?
Just the one. I nearly kissed it the other night when I was...
Leave him, he's fine. Just one, it's fine.
I know.
He'll be all right.
What is the procedure with it? Is it mouse traps? You know, like the ones that used to make me crawl over?
No, they're inhumane. They'll deal with it.
Are they?
Yeah. They'll deal with it.
I remember there was a time on this show where Scott would lay out a load of mouse traps across the floor, then I had to walk across them for a radio feature.
Yeah. We had celebrities doing it. It was great.
Human version of Tom and Jerry.
Don't think you could do that now. Anyway, Australian
Tom
MPs.
And Jerry's not a
who. Australian MPs, toilet snake scare, real or no real?
Gregor?
I'm going to say that's real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Is this real or not?
In Victorian times, to avoid causing offence, trousers were referred to as inexplicables.
What's wrong with trousers? Or maybe that's just a bad word.
They were all prudish in the Victorian times.
Mm. Ooh, take off your inexplicables.
Well, it's like, what's his face from Bingo Today? What's he called? The politician.
Michael Portillo.
Oh, yes. He's talking about his Bradshaws all the time.
That was good. Oh, yeah. Because
so that's the same thing.
He's posh, isn't he? So therefore, maybe he doesn't want to say trousers either. So he says this instead.
The only thing is I very nearly dropped my Bradshaws.
You see? It's the same. He's just Victorian.
Yeah, he is.
Now, Portillo. She's partial to a bit of blue vein.
Something else there from
that good.
Bingo earlier. Yeah, listen back on the iPlayer or get the video. So, we're saying inexplicables was the Victorian word for trousers, real or no real.
Imagine if innuendo bingo was in the Victorian times. You would have been hung.
It would be very different.
Yes?
Hanged, sorry.
Real.
I'm going to say real as well.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Inexplicables.
God, you would have always had your inexplicables off, wouldn't you? Greg James in Victorian Radio 1.
Victorian me. Coming to work on a penny farthing.
Next.
An American online retailer has started stocking a bra-like stomach support for the larger man called the flab pouch.
Oh, I want one.
This one was done for Charlie Sloth in mind.
I want one.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, this was a different booking, I think.
Can we hear that again, please?
An American online retailer has started stocking a bra-like stomach support for the larger man called the flab pouch.
Oh, wow. So it holds your stomach in like it would a boob.
Well, it's like Spanx.
That's awesome. Isn't
it? Yeah, but it's the name that I find suspicious on it. What was it called? The flab patch.
Pouch.
Correct. It's like you'd call it something different, wouldn't you? To just try and appeal to a
what name would you come up with that's harsh than the flab pouch?
Was this one because Charlie Sloth was supposed to be on and he cancelled because he's ill?
Definitely
thought so. Yeah, yeah.
He is sick, fam.
He is sick, fam. But well enough to do a show on One Extra today.
I know,
really. Is he?
Well, what's happened? You see, there it's like Nick and Selby said. What he's done is he's found an all-you-can-eat buffet for a tenner, and it's gone on a bit. That's what's happened there. He's not finished, but he will be over on One Extra at 4. God, priorities. Anyway.
I hope he sounds ill. If he's, obviously.
I mean,
don't
he needs to be busting out major ill voice
but
right now.
He better sound ill when we tune in at 4. Not that we'll obviously have you. Hey. No, but we've discussed this before, Greg. We put you on one speaker and him and the other, you know.
Gets a bit confusing at times, but, you know.
Sure.
We're all part of the Radio 1 Extra family here.
I'm the one who's not talking about food.
That's right. So the tummy bra, the flab pouch, real or no real?
Flab pouch, it seems too harsh. The name's too harsh.
Yeah, I'm going to say no real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Yes, you were right. Let's go no real. At the end of that...
I got 40, Greg got 20.
Oh, 40 for you today, Chris.
Yeah. Big scoring day.
Yeah. But it's not my normal day, so...
Are you on tomorrow?
Thursday.
Sorry, Thursday. Yes, that's right. Well... Do you want us to not count this one? Because normally we'll just give Charlie Sloth your points if you want, and just like because it's not really your go.
No, that's well, give him that. But in an experience, 20 won't be enough for him.
Okay, right.
Of anything.
True.
No, that's true. He's still in the buffet.
Even Big Macs.
And Greg is on. And don't forget, 5 o'clock today, you can hear Mulled Wines.
Mulled Wines
by
Father Chris Smith and Pharrell.
Yes.
You've spent a lot of time on this, haven't you?
I haven't. Chris Smith has. He wrote it in his.
Was this an idea that came from the pub?
In his study. He just came up with it and just went, I've written this. And okay.
I did always wonder what he did for that hour in between when he was reading the news. And now we know.
He's in his little news booth writing pop songs.
I've always wondered what the newsreaders get up to in there. Because you kind of think that they're just always getting involved in the news, don't you? And always just receiving the news. They're not.
I've always thought if Chris Smith goes on holiday, he does a daily bulletin to his family around the pool. But that's apparently not true either. It's 10:30. It's here. Time for the news by the pool.
Remember, tomorrow on the show is Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. Get your relationship status sorted and join us for live and interactive coverage with me, Chris, Jeff Brazier and Jess Wright tomorrow. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.